Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. We're going to be getting right into the broadcast today in Luke chapter number 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And Jesus began to teach his disciples how to pray. And we're talking about communication with God. We're going now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're speaking about establishing a line of communication. Now let me give you this thought right here. "When thou prayest, be not as the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues. They love to stand up in the church place. They love to say, hey, oh, look at me and look how holy that I am." Friend, if you've not spent any time with God, everybody and their brother's going to know you ain't got no power. And it doesn't matter if anybody else knows it or not. God knows. God knows who we are. You're not fooling nobody, friend. God knows who you are. Listen, Jesus said, don't be like these that are demonstrating a prayer that is a production. God hates productions. Why? Because it's repetitive. Can you imagine if I said, "Brother Eddie, I love you. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the man cards. Thank you for it. I thank you. Amen." And the next time that I see Brother Eddie, "I love you. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the car. Amen. Thank you, brother, for this day. Amen." Look, it's just a production. If your prayer life don't have meaning, it don't have heart, you're doing it wrong. Look, I'm not trying to be ugly tonight, but there's some of you getting this, there's some of you ain't going to get it. Because you ain't had no prayer life in so long, you're like, well, you're living without it. You become so worldly that you don't even know what you're missing. You don't know that there's meat there. You don't know that there's more to, you understand that people who had a direct line with God in their prayer closet, when they got right with God, people around them begin to change. Communities around them begin to change. Governments begin to change when somebody got plugged in, amen, and had a communication line with God. Look where we're at. Where's the old saints of God that went out in the woods? Where's the old saints of God that man sit out, man, and prayed and prayed and prayed until they heard from God? Where's them people at? I can tell you where they're at. They're in the graveyard. And somebody didn't pick up the torch. Somebody didn't. And you know, you say, "Richard, what do you attribute all of the problem to?" I think it's because we got communication with everything else in the world other than God. And I think that tool that Satan has, that device that Satan's replaced our prayer time with, is causing us to be anemics when it comes to the power of God. Now, look at this right here. Verse number 6. "But thou," go back to Matthew and look with me at verse number 6. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door." What does that mean to you? That's exactly right. Somebody said private time, quiet place. In other words, it's a place of separation. You say, "Preacher, what does that mean?" It's a place where you get alone. Levi, let me ask you something. You got a certain place? Amen. You got a certain place? Amen. A certain place where you go. I'm talking about that place where you get in. You can't see nobody else. There's no TV there. There's no distractions whatsoever. It's just you and God. I challenge you, don't go in that place with your cell phone. It will ring every time. In fact, I tell you what, the best thing you could do is get your cell phone in a place you can't even hear it. How many's ever been went to their certain place and, boy, I tell you, you're meeting along with God. It's about to get good. You're about to take off running. I mean, you're about to get carpet burned in your certain place. And all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam. Bam! Son, he just killed it dead as a doornail. You lost the victory because of that stinking phone. And whoever's calling you is not near as important as who you're talking to. So I challenge you, try to get that place. I'm going to have to do these things too, amen. I'm not, look here. I'm not trying to preach to the choir tonight. I'm telling you, God's helped me through this. Look, a closet. He said, go into thy closet. Now, I don't understand that. You got to go in there. Look, obviously stinky shoes can be a distraction. You know that. I'm talking about no distractions. What he's saying basically is this. He's saying not a main room of the house. Not a high traffic area. Not a place where a lot of people's moving around. A secluded, special place where you meet with God. I believe this tonight. I believe the right why that the old timers had victory and had joy, had peace, why that they had anointing upon their life. It's because that certain place they had established in their life was there, and it was a place that they used to get in touch with God, and God got in touch with them. Amen. It was a good place for them. Now listen, others have called it to be an inner storage chamber. The point is that the place needs to be a place where there's no distraction. Look, one source said this way. I like this right here. Listen to this. John Wesley's mother is said to have sat in a chair and thrown her apron over her head as a sign to her kids to leave me alone. She went into the tent, in other words. Jesus usually went to a secluded hillside. The point is that the closet or the certain place is free from interruption, distraction, and listening ears. That's another thing. When you enter into this certain place, there's going to be things that you've got to talk to God about you can't talk to nobody else about. That's why it's called a certain place. I'm telling you right now, when you begin to confess your sins before God and you start establishing this line of communication, there are going to be things that you never thought of going to come up about yourself and your heart and your life. God's going to reveal them things to you in that certain place, and it's going to break you down, friend. And you're going to start confessing them things, and you're going to start getting right, and you're going to start, hey, oh God, forgive me. And when it starts coming out, you don't need to have listening ears on those things. You say, why, preacher? It'll ruin your testimony. So let me go on and say this. We've spoken that this prayer closet or this certain place speaks of that of communication with God, but it meets a certain criteria. It's got to meet a certain criteria, right? Now let me ask you a question. How many's going to try to go home and establish a certain place in your house? Second thing is this. We spoke about that certain place, got to meet a certain criteria, got to be free from distractions. Y'all got that right? Second thing is this. Once the military has set up this line of communications, the next thing that they've got to do is this. They got to protect it. Now think about this. How horrible that it would be if the enemy was to be able to hear the communications to which they are sending out. And so in other words, you don't want the enemy hacking your communications. You don't want the enemy getting involved in what you're sending up. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Boy, that's good, ain't it? That's good. So how do you protect who has access and who doesn't? Now, let me throw this to you. Some of you have access to the throne of God tonight, but there's some in this room that does not have access to the throne of God tonight. You say, how do you know, preacher? Well, according to the Word of God, you don't have access. It's always in the mind of the communication supervisors to maintain a proper communication security. And while it's obvious that it's important to be able to communicate, it can also be dangerous because if the enemy finds out what you're about to do, guess what's going to take place? They're going to move in to stop you from doing it. So this channel that we have with God, and then it's not like at, what was it there for the longest time, the internet? You know, some of you don't know what I'm talking about. You ain't never heard that thing. Look, Josiah and some of these guys are like, what is he talking about? What was it called? It was dial-up internet. That's what it is. That thing would make this noise. Why it was making a noise, I don't know, but it was me, you know, I can't do it very good. But y'all know what I'm saying. Have you ever heard that? Y'all have never heard that, have you? All the older people are going, yeah, yeah. The young people's going, like, what? What's he talking about? Put your finger on it. You know, you're there. Even your phone has security measures. Why is that? You don't want the enemy to get in your bank account. So you don't allow access to people who are not a relative Now, you think about what I just said. This connection, this line of communication that God has established is password protected. And the only people who God has given access to are relatives. So when it comes to your spiritual life and your communication with God, does everyone have access to God? What would be your answer to that? No. Now think about this. Once a place of communication has been set, the next step is to protect that place of communication. In other words, you don't want the enemy to have access to your valuable intel and your valuable talk. And so therefore, what do? You protect who can access information and who cannot. So let's look at a few. Take your Bible and go to Proverbs chapter number 15. Proverbs chapter number 15, and I want you to look at this scripture tonight, as it, I believe it'll be a help to you, and I want you to understand, maybe you're wondering tonight, why can I not get a prayer through? Why is things not happening for me? Why is God not answering my prayers? Why does it feel like I'm just talking to the wind? Maybe there's some things in these texts that just, it's going to help you tonight that'll be have direct communication with God. Now, notice, are you there in chapter number 15? I want you to make sure you get your Bible and turn it with me. Proverbs chapter 15. And I want you to look down in verse number 29. The Bible said this, the Lord is what? Far from the wicked. Y'all see that? Who's the wicked? Lost, that can be the lost. That could also be, listen, there's some saved people that's not right with Jesus either. It's out of the will of God. Far from the wicked, but he heareth, who does he hear? The prayer of the what? The righteous. The prayer of the righteous. Now you've got that. You've got that established, right? So is God hearing my prayer? Where am I at? Am I wicked? Am I righteous? You're having to make a decision right there. Only you and God knows your relationship, amen. Only you and God knows where you're at. Maybe the reason why that you're experiencing some downtime is because you have turned your back on God. You've walked away and you need to return. You need to pick up the torch. You need to turn yourself and say, look, God, I messed up on some things. I admit my wrongs because your Bible said it's wrong. And so therefore, I'm coming home. God, I'm sorry. And you turn from your wicked ways and turn to God. And God will reestablish that communication again. But it's not going to be until you turn your back on sin and start walking towards God. Y'all, is that clear? Amen. All right, good. Now go to Proverbs 28:9. Just a couple pages over. Not a lot of work. Just a couple pages over. 28:9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law. What does that mean to you? He that turneth away his ear from the law. What would that be? The word of God, right? He that turneth his ear away from the word of God. In other words, you're somebody tonight who says, well, church ain't doing nothing for me. It's because you've turned your ear away from the things of God. You're not listening. You're not responding. You're not engaging. And so therefore, God has said, okay, you don't want communication with me. What would you think it would be like if my wife said, honey, I need you to go cash the check, and I didn't do it this week? Well, if I didn't do it this week, it would be bad. I mean, we probably wouldn't make it. I'm just going to go and tell you. But I didn't turn a deaf ear, and she said it again, and I didn't do it the next week. She said, honey, I need you to put the check in. But I just never did listen. I never did respond. Can you imagine what would happen to our home? What would happen to eventually, with just me not, look, it's not a money problem, Brother Keith. It's just a lack of me not doing anything. It's just a lack of me not taking the check to the bank and putting the money where it needs to go. Y'all see what I'm saying? It's not a lack of resources. It's a lack of participation.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.